thank you there. Not Hibbs. Boys, thank you, men. Friends, here it is once again time for Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads are sitting here under the old pine tree, just hooping and hollering. We're going to holler real loud so that you can hear it way out there. Turn the radio up real loud. Maybe the old man down there in the field plowing can hear some of it. We're going to get Robert with his garden seed fiddle, and here he is to make a lot of it fly, and it's dragging the bow. I'm telling you, that shaving and haircut business, they done went up to $2.06. Oh, boy. Dragging the bow. Friends, you know, it's really amazing at how a lot of woods fires get started. It's really funny. You got a lot of people that burns off the woods to kill the ticks. Can you imagine that? Kill the ticks. They'd have to burn up all the cows and the turtles and just a lot of stuff to kill a tick. You can't kill ticks with fire. They burn off the woods to kill boll weevils. The boll weevil's got more sense than man. He goes down in an old wet chunk, and you never could burn him out of there. And they burn the woods off to kill snakes. Well, the snake, he runs in a hole, and the fire passes over, and he comes out, and you step on him, and he bites you. That takes care of that. It just can't be done. You know, I knew a fella one time, friends, that's up there in the country. He'd been in town all day, and he was rushing home. He was tired, wanting to get home, just like all the rest of us country boys. We'd go to town, we'd come home, give out. Well, he was on his way home, and as he come by his neighbor's house, one of his neighbor's old Dominica hens flew out in ahead of him, and he killed that chicken, run over him. Well, he didn't know that, though. He told me himself, after it was all over, we got everything squared away, he told me he didn't know he'd run over that chicken. He'd have been glad to stop and paid his neighbor for him. But his neighbor got awful mad about it, and he slipped off down there in the back of the field, and he took a puff or two off his cigarette and kind of thought he got the direction of the wind. But it'll fool you, friends. It'll fool you bad, too. So he set a little fire there in some grass in the edge of his field with the wind, he figured, right, and it would go on over into his neighbor's pasture there and go through the pasture and on out into the woods and just burn off, see, and he'd get revenge for that guy running over his Dominica hen. But instead of that, friends, it's just like it's often happened. The wind blows from a lot of directions at one time. Maybe you don't realize that, but they do. And the wind switched, and the fire come back through his own field up towards his house, burned up his chicken house, and some of his hens smothered from the smoke. And the neighbors come in, and right away they started fighting the fire to keep it out of the woods. They didn't pay much attention to the chicken house because he could build back another chicken house there within a few hours' time. But it'd take him several years to grow back another forest there, woods. So they fought the fire. But it was some wranglement around there trying to get that fire put out. And that was all. He was cutting off his nose to spite his face, friends. That's what he was doing. Now, he went down there, called himself, going to get revenge on his neighbor. Which was a very wrong thing to do. If he'd have hailed his neighbor down or even sent him word that he'd run over one of his fine hens and he wanted $2 or $5 or whatever his price might be on the chicken, well, his neighbor would have been glad to pay him for it. He wasn't thinking about running over a chicken, had his mind on some of his business, and he just wasn't paying attention and didn't even know it. He'd run over the chicken. Then this man goes and burns up his own chicken house now trying to get even with the other fella. Can you imagine that? Well, that actually happened. Things like that happens every day. They do, for a fact. Friends, let's just watch that stuff. We don't want nothing like that to happen to us. Now, don't you know that man was a laughing stock of the country around? Everybody poked fun at him and laughed at him about it. Wouldn't you feel mighty little? I would. So be careful with those sort of things. Here's Slim to sing this next tune. It is a tearjerker, so get out your squall rags and get ready to weep. Slim's going to give forth with a sad little thing called I'll Be True.
Please come back to me, my darling, has your love grown dead and cold? You know that I love you, darling, more than this world and all its gold. Every night I pray for you, dear. It makes no difference where you roam. May the good Lord up in heaven protect and guide your footsteps home till the end of time, my darling. Till the stars no longer shine, I'll be true to you, my darling. Love you till the end of time. I'll be waiting for you, darling, with tear-dimmed eyes from day to day. Even though in death I'm taken from this world no more to stay, then at last way up in heaven the angels there will hear my vow that I will always love you, darling. I love you then as I do now. Time, my darling, till the stars no longer shine, I'll be true to you, my darling, love you till the end of time.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you there, buddy. That's mighty fine carrying on. That's all right. Friends, you know, people are getting more and more wise every day. They're smartening up. That's right. They really are. They're waking up to the fact that we've got to take care of this timber. We've got to have it. And they're getting more careful with their trash burning and all that sort of thing. That's really nice, too, friends, because every time we have a fire, regardless of how small it is, it costs. It costs. Now, you can just put that in your pipe and smoke it. But, friends, we're not careful enough. We've got to be a lot more careful. That's all there is to it. We've got to realize that this timber and this pulpwood and other forest products, that we're getting more and more important, all of us. We just got to have it for our country and everybody. And, after all, the country is everybody, and that's us, you and me. And we've got to take care of it. I can't do it by myself, and you can't do it by yourself. But, boy, we can all get together and do it. I'll guarantee you. Now, friends, you know, when you take care of a little old patch of woods there, it can really swell your bank account. It can, if it's handled right, and if it's protected from fire. Now, that's where your local forestry boy comes in, right there. When you get ready to cut this timber, you need some cash, you say, well, I can sell off a few of these trees out there down in the pasture. Go down and cut them biggest ones. Well, if you'll call in that local forester boy, maybe you shouldn't cut the biggest ones. He'll come down there and help you, and I'll guarantee you, friends, you'll come out winner. You'll wind up with more cash and still have good trees left and all that sort of thing. So consult him. That's what he's out there for, and he'll be mighty glad to help you. Here goes me, friends. I'm knocking at your door. I'm knocking at your door again, my darling. I'm knocking at your door, please let me in. I've got to make you realize, my darling, that no one else who's ever meant for me. Well, you told me once, sweetheart, you'd always love me, and that no one else could ever come between. But last night I saw you, darling, with another, and now today my heart is sad and blue. Mr. Tyler! At your door again, my darling, to return the letters that you wrote to me. I won't ever need them now, my little darling, for I'm sailing far across the deep blue sea. Hey! Well, thank you, boys. Thank you. There it is. The best I can do, I'm knocking at your door. Friends, the old clock up here says we got to shove off. Got to get out from the old pine tree and move along down the trail. We've really enjoyed visiting with you. Here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you, friends. Think this over now. Burning for things such as snakes, ticks, and boll weevil don't do any good, and besides, it's plumb evil. Ho! Hey! Friends and knotheads and myself have really enjoyed visiting with you today. And the knotheads and myself, Jelly Elliott, that is. We've really enjoyed it a whole lot, and we hope you've enjoyed it. And don't forget, friends, that we are brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. The station announcer will let you know when we'll be back, friends. Tune us in, won't you? Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fire. Oh!